The Mishnah in Yuma and Daf Ayin Gimel tells us the shear. Normally, by Kol HaTorah Kula, the shear is a kezayis. By Yom Kippur, it's kiksoves hagasa, the volume of a large day. So the Gemara in Ayin Tes tells us that that the shear of kiksoves hagasa is larger than the size of an olive. However, it's smaller than the size of a kabea. We find sometimes mitzvahs require a shear of a kezayis, sometimes a kabea. So for instance, when the Torah uses the lashon of achilo, or the lashon of not eating, but let's say the mitzvah of eating matzah, or the issur of eating non-kosher, it uses the lashon of achilo, so therefore we assume the prohibition is an olive side, and the mitzvah is an olive side, olive amount. And on the other hand, when it uses a lashon of kabeya, well, not a lashon, but when we assume that the mitzvah requires kabeya, like birkas hamazon, so then we speak in terms of echalta v'sabata, you need tzviya. So therefore, at least, going to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so we have a kezayis is the smaller amount, a kabeya is the big amount that you, kezayis is the lashon for eating, and kabeya is the lashon for v'savata, being satisfied. So on Yom Kippur, ksovis gasa is the amount yechayev, and could be going out from Inoy. Because that's the amount that takes Yeshuvei Daito takes away one's hunger. So we assume that's in the middle. That's less than a kabeya, but it's more than a kezayis. So the Gemara tells us in Chu and Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph of Yochanan writes that let's say one swallow, the half a kezayis of tarfis, of tray food, and then he threw it up, and then he swallowed that same piece again. He's chayiv makis. You have to eat a kezayis. He ate a half a kezayis twice, the same piece. So the Rabbi Yochanan says, since the kezayis passed through grono, his throat, even though he only digested a chatzi kezayis, he is chayev. So we see Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that what's the critical issue regarding whether one's chayev makas for eating forbidden foods? As long as there is hanas grono, pleasure of the throat, because we see he only a kezayis went through his throat, but he only digested half, so we see he's chayev. That's Rav Yochanan's opinion. So Rav Shimshon Rav Hirsch was asked the following shaila then. On Yom Kippur, let's say food suppositories, people want to know, could they take it through the rectum, because since there's no hanas grono. So Rav Hirsch explains that since in this case, by taking it, not taking suppositories, if it's going to quell, it's going to be yisuve daite, it's going to take the one's hunger away, then it's usher to use on Yom Kippur, even though there is no hanas grono, since the essential factor of Yom Kippur is Yisuvei Daita. So therefore, it seems to be a machokes of Shimsh. So we see from Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan clearly holds hanas grono, and we see that Rav Hirsch says suppositories are us, even though there is no hanas grono. Because he wants to say it's hanas grono, but that's only by forbidden foods, like with say achila, but by yisuvei daite, so the upper Rav Yochanan, he wants to limit to foods that when we're talking about an issur achila or not. The Chaz himself also makes this distinction, like the Rav Shimshon and Fal Hirsch, But he makes it different. The Chazan Sofer sheet is that by eating other Isurim, yeah, it goes by Hanas Grono, but by Yom Kippur, it goes by Hanas Mea, pleasure of the stomach, rather than the throat. So therefore, you don't have, that means, that's why suppositories itself could also be prohibited. And the Panim Me'iros as well, he says, even about when it says by benching, V'achalta V'savata, but unless he says, if the food, unless the food is provided him with Hanas Me'av, if one eats a Chatzi Be'ya, expels it, and then re-swallows it, he says it wouldn't be chayev to recite benching, because he's saying benching is dependent on Tzviya, and you need Hanas Me'av, So we see the Chasam Sofer, as referred to, we see Hanas Grono, that the pleasure of the stomach rather than the throat. And the Panim Me'iros also says that by Bir Chasam Sofer makes that distinction. So the Panim Me'iros makes it regarding benching, that benching, since it's satisfied, so therefore you need Hanas Me'av as opposed to Rav Yochanan. Because he holds if you re-swallow it, Rabbi Yochanan said Hanas Grono, that could also be that's by a regular Yisurim. But by benching, the Panim Me'iros says it's different because of the Chalt of a Savata, but the Chasam Sofer makes that distinction as well as Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch. On the other hand, the Achi Ezer, Rav Chaim Moshe Grudzinski, disagrees and says no. So according to, it says Rav Hirsch, the Chasam Sofer, that perhaps the Yitzhar on Yom Kippur is Hanas Grono. But the Achi Ezer says no. The Yitzhar of eating on Yom Kippur is also only Hanas Grono. This guy, Kola Taraku, why? What's his right? Because the Gemara tells us in Shavuot, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that someone on Yom Kippur, one who chokes while eating on Yom Kippur, that's an example of someone who dies without attaining atonement on Yom Kippur. The Gemara seems to say that the person choked and died before the food got into his stomach. And the Gemara considers him as violating Yom Kippur. So we see, how could the guy be chayev on Yom Kippur if he choked and he never got past his throat? So this proves that Achi Ezer says that the essential factor regarding Yom Kippur is Hanas Grono, not Hanas Me'av. Therefore, the Achi Ezer permits a sick person to take food or liquid to, intravenously, IV, on Yom Kippur, since it lacks the critical factor of Hanas Grono. In other words, if you hold it, the issue is Hanas Me'av, so it wouldn't make a difference, then that would be a problem. So therefore, to summarize, we said there are different, a kezayis is the smallest shear in Aleph, v'chalta v'savata, that's the biggest shear, a kebeya, zovis agasu is in between. Rav Yochanan made it clear the yisur of eating treif is hanaz grono, because if you ate a chatzi zayis, a treif, threw it up and ate it again, so he says shechai, because that a kezayis goes through on your throat. So Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch says that's only true on Yisurim and not on Yom Kippur. That's why he says even taking suppositories is a problem, because it has nothing to do with Hagras Grono, it's Yisuvi Daitan. And the Chasam Sofer also says the same thing. It goes by the stomach, not the throat. The Panim Ora says something regarding benching when it comes to Sviya, that you need Hanas Me'av. So therefore, if you eat a Chatzi Be'ya and expel it and re-swallow it, there is no benching. In contrast to Makis, because by eating treif, it's Hanas Grono. So therefore, as long as it's Grono, but by benching, you need Hanas Me'av. And the Chaim Moshe Grudzinski disagrees and says, even on Yom Kippur, it's Hanas Grono, because the Gemara says in Shavuos, Yud Gimel and Beis, that the person was chayev, someone who choked on the food even though they didn't swallow yet. How could it be chayev? And there was no pleasure in the stomach yet. So we see from here that the essential factor on Yom Kippur is hanaz grono, not hanaz meyav, and therefore he permits a sick person to use intravenous, since it lacks the critical factor of hanaz grono.